horizon. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. It's about to take your life. Ooh, there's a bad moon on the rise. I hear hurricanes blowing. I know the end is coming soon. I fear the rivers overflowing. I hear the voice of rage and ruin. Don't move around tonight, 'cause it's about to take your life. Ooh, there's a battle on the rise. This next one we got for you. This is the darkness. It's one of those things. We're all creatures of the night. Sometimes you just don't know it. Then again, there are some that just aren't. So, this is a song for inspiration to get yourself into the dark. Enjoy it, because in the dark is where the light shines brightest.
Sleepwalkers. Some call us
all you fantastic people out there. I hope you're loving everything you have. We have to give to you, because it's just a beautiful thing. We enjoy every moment of being able to share these experiences. Make it sound like on a late night radio, you know? Oh yeah, that's right, this is late night radio. This next song we got coming for you is Nameless Dream. It's another one of those fantastic songs. Kind of written from an after love story. You know, when you're in the healing process, you just got things going on and you're trying to figure it all out. Where do we go from here? Well, sometimes we just never know. This is Nameless Dream. We'll be right back. fantastic folks listening to WMFO 91.5 FM. Yeah, we're rocking. Sorry, taking a couple seconds here to fix a little technical issue with a hi-hat that seems to be falling apart. But you know what? Enough of that. We got it fixed. We got all those things wonderful and comfy. Hope you're enjoying sitting on your couch or driving in your car, listening. Don't you wish it was a wolf man? This next song is She Dwells. Because it's autumn. The leaves are falling. The colors are changing. It brings around all those times of sadness, depression, and you're like, ah. So, we got something to cheer it up in those things. Left behind the pain that's away. Yes, yes, is the season for Halloween. Oh, we love you guys out there. Because yes, yes, you're listening to WMFO, 91.5. You know, because you got live music happening right now before your very ears, in your head, in your speakers. This next song is Blood on the Moon, because just things happen when there's blood on the moon. It's fantastic. Great religions come and say, hey, we're gonna do something really cool right now. So yeah, Blood on the Moon. We have one more fantastic song. One more fantastic song. Another one for this good old times. This black collar worker. We'll be right back. Ted Harrison. You are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
So you hope this night might justify you, or justify you and what you've seen. But in truth, these things are never certain. So draw the curtain upon that dream.
Caspian off their album The Four Trees, a song called Ceylon. Prior to that, The Rationale is The One You Wanted off their album, from 5 years ago, The Distance in Between. I have right here in front of me Dead Harrison, who you were just enjoying from Studio D, live and in person. Although granted, I suppose that technically they're only in person with me. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Oh my gosh. Stereo. Would you mind terribly going around just so folks, as they're listening to you talk, can sort of put a voice together with the name as we chat?
Yes. I am Dre, drummer, lead singer.
I'm Sean. I'm the guitar player and do backup vocals.
Jason, bass and also some backup vocals.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. I have to ask you about the name, because Paula and I were just talking before this. We're both very big George Harrison songs. There are many, many people with the last name Harrison who are deceased. I don't know if this was a personal thing or if it was just sort of like a funny thing that came to mind, or if it has some personal meaning.
I call it magic.
Black magic?
There's a little bit in there. It's a little experiment. We were running with another name for a while, and it was basically Dead Rising, and we translated it through Latin, and it came out Mortuus Ortus. So we decided that wasn't working, because that really isn't us. Everybody was thinking we were a black metal band. They couldn't remember the name. They couldn't just put the pieces together. So I decided one day, I'm like, it's got to change, and put it back through the English translator, and it came out with Dead Having Arisen. And as soon as I saw Having Arisen, I said, why did George Harrison just come to mind? And then I was like, Dead Having Arisen, Dead Harrison, Dead Harrison, that is a fantastic name.
I like it.
And that's how it came about.
It almost has a taste to it, do you know what I mean?
It does.
Like, it almost tastes like a cigar. Like an unlit cigar, do you know what I mean?
You can smoke with Dead Harrison.
Yep. Yes.
Like a little, there's something about that name, but it's interesting. So it's almost like a babblefish creation, but also all the synapses firing for you.
Yeah, it just completely just happened and was just like, that is such a sticky name. I love it.
And is that also sort of the way that you three came together, is kind of happenstance and black magic and a little bit of throwing things in Latin backwards together?
Yeah. There was a point in my life where I had just gotten out of a project and I was heartbroken, and it was my insides were like, but it wasn't my time there. So I almost quit music. And I was, after 6 months, I was like, I can't do this. So I ended up like, my girlfriend at the time ended up knowing Jason and invited him over. And then we just like started talking, and then it was like, oh, music stuff. And then I was like, hey, my brother might want to play guitar. And so
Look at that.
That's pretty much how that ended up happening. And we just like started jamming in this little basement hole and up in Manchester in my apartment basement, and putting the stuff together. And 6 Feet to Success was the first song that was brought out of the mix.
Very, very cool. So. And speaking of your recorded music, where can people get a hold of it if they would like to have something? I mean, the live performance that you just did, we're going to throw up online tonight. I'll send you guys a link to it in the morning after I go sleepy buys, so you can share it with your fans, so they'll be able to access the live performance. I know you guys are on what looks like sort of a mini tour, perhaps kind of geared around the holiday, perhaps our favorite holiday.
Yes.
That's coming up at the end of this month. But I imagine it people will also want to get a hold of some pre-recorded, some mastered stuff. Where can they do that?
Bandcamp is a good place to find us, and I think we have some stuff on Reverb Nation, but most people digitally, just go to Bandcamp. It's fairly easy and direct. You can also get the CD on Amazon, or you can just come to a fantastic show and support your local scene and come and buy a CD and get a t-shirt and some stickers and, you know, all the other good stuff.
All the merch that your heart might desire.
We do have our song streaming on Pandora and Spotify as well.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, you guys, I heard tell of a particular show that's coming up right around Halloween.
Ah, yes, we do
have. Is that happening?
Fantastic Halloween show in Nashua at the Nashua Elks Lodge over on Daniel Webster Highway. Please come up and enjoy this. We're going to have some great bands. It's basically Halloween is dead. And, yeah, we're going to have vendors there. There's going to be all kinds of things. Vendors, food, music all through the night. Good solid 5 hours of just rock and entertainment and costume party. And,
pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, you got to give some incentives. Come and get some prizes.
Now, is that the Saturday the 29th?
That one is Friday the
28th. That's Friday the 28th.
Friday the 28th.
So people want to get their butts up to or over to or around the way to Nashua, New Hampshire, to the Elks Lodge.
Yes.
Beautiful. I think I've been there before. Do they do roller derby?
Oh, I don't know. Their hall is big enough to do it.
I think that might have happened. I have vague recollections through the mists of time.
That must have been amazing.
As I recall, as long as it was the right place, then yes. Yes, it was indeed. Now, you guys, as I said, you guys are doing sort of a mini tour. You're kind of doing the greatest hits of New England.
Yes.
Traveling around.
This Friday, we have the Chit Chat Lounge in Haverhill. And then November 3rd, we are playing Jewel up in Manchester.
Very nice. And what's that? Are you guys all then returning to home base and then shooting out again? Or is there a bit of...
No,
there's no van sleeping for you boys.
There's no van sleeping all this time. No van sleeping this time. It's all too close to give up those luxuries of home, even though I could always just force them to stay in the van and be like, eh.
There is something romantic about the van, but I have to say with this cold weather, it might not be quite so romantic as I have in my mind. So you guys, you're related. I guess it's not a secret, or the secret's out. Have you guys always played music together since you've both been musicians, or is this the first time that you've played together?
This band is our first time playing together, even though we've been together now. The same three group of guys for almost 9 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Okay.
So we stuck through thick and thin. You know, I think Andre comes from background of different bands. Jay comes from background of different bands. I come from more of the kind of like classical music and stuff, like growing up and, you know, learning a couple different
instruments.
And
then he was
just
thrown into it.
Yeah, and then, exactly. We wanted to make a nice big change and get into something fun.
You sort of threw those Segovia records right out the window and you're just diving straight in. So do you have similar influences? It sounds a little bit like maybe at least you're coming from a different place musically, but I almost imagine from hearing you guys and also from understanding a little bit about your influences collectively, that maybe what you each bring to the mix is something a little different, and that those three different slants are kind of, that's what makes Dead Harrison
exactly
who they are.
That's pretty much nailing it right there. So I would say I come from the grunge and the old school goth stuff, and you know, it's just like that was just my time of getting into music and really like digging in and enjoying every minute of it. Whereas, you know, Sean likes a lot of the newer stuff, newer metal, and
I like progressive, a lot of progressive metal and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Be kind of my influence.
And I'm more of a big '80s guy, '70s and '80s metal. So you just put all that together, and you get us.
Like the hard stuff. When you say '70s and '80s metal,
yeah, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Slayer, you know, all the all the big bands at the time.
Yeah, yeah. Because I am also from Southern New Hampshire, so I'm aware of the importance of metal to our people. I feel like that's kind of culturally where we come from. I don't know if there are a ton of really pure metal bands from New Hampshire, but I feel like metal is always woven in there as one of the influences.
There's a lot of metal in New England.
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of metal in New England.
So that's, you know, sort of which metal language do you speak kind of thing. So how many albums do you guys have available then for people to buy?
We have that one available, which is Dead Harrison and the Story of the Mortuus Ordis. So we kind of developed the name into a little bit of a story. So, I mean, at the same time, the album is kind of that way. Also, each song kind of lyric content-wise, it could be a story. So, and then we're going to be working on the new one. We already have a bunch of new songs ready to go down on tape, and now it's just a matter of finding the time. Some of us are a lot busy.
Yeah, yeah. That's that sounds like, unfortunately, it's kind of a familiar refrain. Not many of us can live the life of...
We'll just be like Tool. You know, every 10 years we'll come out with an album.
Beautiful. I like that. Make them wait.
Anticipation will kill you.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. Oh my gosh. I'm just noticing that I keep on thinking about a Rocky Horror Picture Show, and it's not fair, and it's because we're just talking about the anticipation, and then time is fleeting. So my apologies, Riff Raff seems to have invaded my brain.
I thought you were referring to my lingerie.
Also the lingerie. It's actually a shame, listeners, that you can't see what the costumery that's currently festooning the studios. But I feel quite sure that there will be some photographic evidence going up online in short order. Gentlemen, I think I might need to throw to our last song of the night. I noticed that the DJs who are on for midnight, the brave souls who are on at midnight are joining us in the studio. Dead Harrison, lovely gentlemen. What would you like to leave our listeners with, apart from the fantastic set that you played for them that they'll be able to get a hold of online? And they'll also be able to come see you this Friday. They'll be able to come see you 2 weeks from this Friday for a very special Halloween show up at the Nashua Elks Lodge. You fiendish gentleman in your lingerie. I see that there is a special message you would like to deliver to our listeners.
I was going to say, really, the best way to try and like follow us and keep up to date is to check us out on Facebook. Facebook.com/DeadHarrison is the best place to find us right now. So we'd love to have you follow us and interact with you in the future.
What a warm welcome. Thank you.
We want your souls.
Slightly creepier welcome, but still works. That still works. Dead Harrison, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having us.
And we hope to see you again soon. Check them out on the Friday of Halloween weekend up at the Nashua Elks Lodge. Very special Halloween show and party, it sounds like. So bring your costume, bring your soul. They're going to steal it. Right up here, this is The Legend of Squid and Moon off Come Black Magic from Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys. Thank you.